I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Castology. Welcome to the Tiny Soad Zane edition.
All Zane.
Yay.
All the time.
Well, yeah.
With some interjection from Nick and Liz.
I'm sure that I will get some interjections here because you'll have opinions on these. Why are you looking?
I'm getting my opinions ready. That's my opinions are at the ready.
I'm almost certain they'll be all good opinions.
Okay.
Because what I'm doing is I'm going to go through and re-recommend all of my all-time favorites.
All-time favorites.
Okay. That I recommended. So these, my category for this one was I still need to feel passionate about recommending them to other people and still be subscribed to them on my feed.
That is okay. A good category to
to
quantify. And I also will make a point of saying that every top five list that I have done on this podcast has included at least one of Zane's recommendations in my favorite podcasts.
Well, one of these is going to include a podcast that you recommended on your first list. So let's get it out of the way. Thrilling Adventure Hour.
Always, every day.
Like Liz said, like this is something you can keep going back to. This is a great amuse-bouche or a great palate cleanser.
If I need a pick-me-up show, it is always beyond belief.
Yeah, and
especially
I love
the ones
Laser
with
Beam.
Live audiences. Back when they had live audiences.
Yeah, and so this is just a group of improv actors who are given a script. They rehearse it once and then they go on stage.
We should be sponsored by them at this point.
Well, and they don't exist anymore. So they have done a thing here or there, but they stopped a couple of years ago.
They did a lot of get togethers for COVID.
Yeah,
they did a lot of recording stuff from their own home, which you could buy tickets to, but now they've started to release them all to the public on their Thrilling Adventure Hour treasury.
Yeah. So you can still get access to all of their stuff, either on feeds or through Patreon and that's so on and so forth. But Paul F. Tompkins and just a great cast of people. Just go listen to it. Buy the comic, support artists doing some fun things. Really, really sad that the TV show never came into existence. But, you know, now we just get to keep the pristine podcast of Frank and Sadie Doyle.
I don't think I could imagine them as anybody else. Like, they would cast other people because I think they're too old, to play those characters. No,
I think those characters are pretty ageless.
Yeah, but they wouldn't cast them like that for a TV show.
No, they wouldn't.
Their voices are vocally perfect, and I think they look perfect as a couple, but there's no way they wouldn't try and young and hot them up. Gross.
Ew. My next recommendation is The Dollop with Dave Anthony and Gareth Reynolds. And this is an American history podcast. Two comedians, one's telling the other one a story that he knows nothing about. The other one's kind of acting it out, asking questions, and just riffing. This has been going for a very long time.
It's why I never
2014 or something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I never jumped on the bandwagon because everyone was on it and I didn't want to be on the same bandwagon as everybody else.
I will say... Now it is very obvious that they are scraping the bottom of the barrel.
I feel like there's a few of my favorite podcasts that you feel like they're at.
Yeah.
They need to start.
Give us an example of them scraping the barrel.
So there's been a series of episodes where they're just talking about baseball players.
Jesus Christ. Like, even
baseball players
that's...
in the 60s to 80s when like baseball was crazy. And then for like three episodes, they would be like, oh, so this guy is the guy that you were talking about in that story. And like, it's obviously you've read a baseball book and got this.
Jesus
Christ. And it's like, okay, that's fine. But I will say they also did a British season. So they did, I think, 10 or 12 episodes of British history and they toured through England. That was very, very good.
Yeah, why don't they just do all the other countries?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's because they are marketed as an American history podcast.
Right.
So when they tour in Australia, they'll do Australian stories.
Yeah, but I'd rather good other country history than shit American history.
I also
history,
would.
Even if I was super patriotic.
They
which
will
I'm not.
Eventually have to do that. I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah, The Dollop, it's very funny. It's very easy to listen to. It asks nothing of you as a listener.
Good.
You don't have to know anything, and it's still going to be entertaining. On the entire other spectrum of history podcasts, The Red Line. I recommended this one very recently. This is the international politics podcast by a Australian journalist. Basically,
oh,
just
yeah.
hear that voice that we were both like,
I was just like, sounds hot. Easy single.
And basically, he's just cataloging and releasing stories that aren't being covered by the major media outlets. He's a freelance journalist who has connections in a lot of foreign affairs. Great content, very well produced, and Australian, very, very good.
Yep.
Ologies with Ali Ward.
Yay, ologies.
Science had to be in here somewhere.
but it's like the least science-y science podcast.
It is. It's a very personable science podcast. Yeah. And it's basically she just picks like one specialization and finds an expert on that and does one, maybe a couple of episodes
on. I think I listened to the shark. There was like I don't know what the sharkology was, but it was just about sharks. It was good.
The one that I keep going back to was the bat series, where she found this like character who was just really knew everything about bats, and it was like there were really good episodes because he just had stories and stories and stories that had tangentially to do with bats. I think
it's Ali, freaking bats, I love it.
Ali made good choices with what she included there. And this again is a very easy and approachable podcast.
Yeah, you need to know nothing,
so even if you're not feeling in a very cerebral
and
mood,
Ali's adorable.
Yeah, she definitely is. So that is pretty easy sell. Like, I still listen to this one. This is, I think, this is maybe first within the first 30 episodes I recommended Ologies. Still listen to it now. Now, this one was recommended by someone else, but it was kind of a co-recommendation because I was also going to recommend it. This was recommended by Old Patrick.
Oh.
Dan Carlin's Hardcore History. These are the six-hour history podcasts. Look, 6 hours, but they need to be 6 hours. Like, he puts a lot of work into the researching and what have you.
His 6 hours are better than some. It's not Zane Dry. Like,
no,
it's
no,
actually
no, no.
well produced, well researched, and you don't sound like sandpaper voice.
And it's presented in a way to communicate adequately through the use of metaphor and analogy and current world examples.
And
he's talking about.
He's the one that had he publishes the shorter versions and longer versions of particular topics as
yes,
well.
Yes, yeah. And he also had his
so
has another
to the
podcast.
4 hour version instead of
finally.
The 8.
He has another podcast called Common Sense.
Yes.
I also like that, but that's to do with modern day politics. Hardcore History is specifically historical politics.
Yeah. Oh, Old Patrick. I forgot he existed.
We all did.
All right. And
don't get too cocky, Nick.
That's the five that I like most that I still listen to every time they come out.
Yeah, good choices.
And I still recommend when people say, what's a podcast I can listen to? Let me know what podcast I recommended that you still listen to.
Dumb People Town.
I've actually don't listen to that anymore.
I can't. Wow. Look, when I need a pick-me-up, I just love laughing at dumb people shit.
Schadenfreude is a strong emotion.
Massive pick-me-up vibes.
If you want to get your podcast on this podcast, you can go to thatsnotcanon.com/castology and fill out the form there. You can reach out over email, castologypodcast@gmail.com, or you can reach out on social media. Give us a 5-star rating.
Yes.
And a review. Yes. Or just put the name of your podcast in there and we'll pick up what you're putting down.
We will definitely pick that up.
That's what we'll do.
Yeah.
I've been Zane C. Webber, here with
Liz Best
and
Nick Bleeker.
Keep listening to podcasts, everyone.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.